proposed closing of the New Era Cab Company across behind me, as you can see behind the crowd. We think there's absolutely no reason for this to take place other than to try to bust the union. About 4 weeks ago, December 10th to be exact, we were downtown at the corporate headquarters and we raised the exact same issues. There's no reason for this to take place. They are hurting the workers in the plant. They are hurting the township of Evans, the hamlet of Derby, the school system, Lakeshore school system. They're hurting the whole bloody collaborative, everybody. And we don't think it should happen. We're calling upon the Cook family to change their mind, to negotiate with CWA at the plant, and to continue to make hats for the domestic market right here in Derby, New York. Today, we decided to come out to the plant. We have a good crowd here. We were a little concerned this morning that it was going to be about a foot of snow. It hasn't happened, but it's cold. And I think this is an indication of the seriousness of working class people in Western New York to work with each other to fight for every good job. And everybody here should be proud. I'm going to introduce a representative from the township itself, Town Councilman Mike Schraft.
Mike. Thank you. My name is Michael Schraft. I personally want to thank Richard Lipsitz, everyone from the AFL-CIO for being out here today. It is a warm day here in Evans because every day is warm in Evans. It's because of the people. And as I look around in the background here, we have a number of people from Lakeshore School District, everyone that grew up in this town. I, for one, grew up in this town. The first hat my dad bought me when I was a kid was from this building back here. And as Richard Lipsitz mentioned a second ago, four weeks ago, we were in downtown Buffalo at the corporate headquarters. Let me tell you one thing. That corporate headquarters downtown Buffalo would not be here if it wasn't for this building back here and the people behind us walking out of this. So as Chris Cook and the corporate people of New Era take these jobs down south, they're hurting the township of Evans and the people that work here and live here and raise their family here. So with that said, I want to say shame on Chris Cook, shame on New Era for taking these jobs out of our town. And I want to turn it back over to Richard Lipsitz.
Michael's absolutely correct. The closing of this plant should be an embarrassment to the Cook family. One. Two. This doesn't just hurt this town. It hurts the west side of Buffalo. Approximately 60 to 65 of the workers in the plant live on the west side of Buffalo and are from the Vietnamese and Burmese community. A Burmese activist is with us today, Han?
Hain,
please come up. Hain is from the west side, personally knows many, many of the workers in the plant.
All right.
Yeah, hi. Woo! My name is Hain. I am a Burmese refugee student in the, I study criminal justice in Medai College, and I also the Burmese literacy teacher for the kids in the temple. So most of my kids' parents work here, and that we have 60 around Burmese refugee worker here, and that if they lost the job, it's not just only impact on the individual, but also the family, not in only the family here, also the back home. They support the other family in the Burma. And if they lost a job, the family here and the family in Burma will be terribly in trouble. And the community is based on the Burmese refugee worker. And if they lost a job, like it's not only the family and it's also the community. And the temple is only run by the Burmese worker work here. And then, if they lost their job, and then the temple will not have the donor, and the temple will not work if they lost a job here. And this is big impact on the community, the Burmese refugee worker community in Buffalo. Thank you. My name is Hain.
We are very privileged to have political leadership in this community, many of whom are good friends of our labor movement, one of whom is one of our best friends, and he's going to speak in a moment, who care about working class values, jobs for the ordinary people, and for the economic health of our society, for everybody. One of our best friends in this movement is the county executive, Mark Mullenhurst.
Thank you.
Thank you. And if I can say something to the workers that are leaving here right now, I know they can't say anything. They've been told if they do, they're going to get fired. But we got your back. Yeah! We do have your back because you've been the support that built this company. That built this company from this small little thing in the city of Buffalo to where it is today. The Cook family likes to be known that it's an international brand. It's a brand company. Well, it's a company of people. It's the people of this community that built this organization. And if this closure goes through, there will be nobody building this organization here in Derby and sending a message to the rest of the people of this country that manufacturing and production doesn't matter. I have three hats, New Era hats. You actually may have seen me wear this hat before. This is the Bills hat. That's the official on-field hat. Look familiar? Got that flag?
Yep.
Made in China. I'm a Dodgers fan. I like the Dodgers. I got this a couple years ago. Made in Bangladesh. You know what the monthly salary is for a garment worker in Bangladesh? $157. $157. Here's my favorite. USA. You want to do a chant? USA, USA. Oh boy. Made in China. That's what New Era is becoming. Who knew when they talked about making America great, we'd be talking about making China great, making Bangladesh great. Their other hats are made in Vietnam. $145 average salary per month. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about protecting the American workforce and ensuring in the end that people can have a great opportunity for success. We heard from the refugee from the Burmese community. These are refugees, came here for the American dream. They didn't come here to work for a company for $145 an hour. No, they're not coming here for $145 a month. They just want an opportunity to work and raise their families. And that's what we're asking the Cook family to do. Give us an opportunity to save this plant. They don't want to talk to us. He's made his decision. He's made his decision for, unfortunately, these people that can't talk for themselves because they've told if they could, they're going to get terminated. Well, we want to send a message once again to each and every one of the workers here. We got your back. We're going to fight for you for as long as we can. We will do what we can to ensure that whether New Era owns this plant or somehow we come up with a relationship where we produce the caps here and then they're sold to New Era, these workers still have a home in Derby. Yeah. I came from a blue-collar family. My father was a steel worker. You know what? They said the steel industry was dead. It died in Lackawanna, but it survived enough where the steel industry still exists across our country. We want to keep this plant long enough to ensure that the industry of the garment textile manufacturers are still here. Manufacturing, you can't do better than in the United States. The workforce is exemplary, it's efficient, they do a great job. And if New Era gives us an opportunity, they will realize that getting rid of this plant would be the worst decision they can make. So I want to thank all my friends in labor for coming here today. All our friends from the community, the Lakeshore Central School District, for standing here today. Because together, we can create a better community as long as some in our community don't destroy it in the meantime.
That's right, Mark. That's right.
We got your back. We will continue fighting for them. And we will ensure that at the end of the day, we fight for all of our community because working together, we are better when we are united. Thanks, everyone.
We have allies in the community at the Lakeshore Central School. It's called the Lakeshore
Teachers Association.
Teachers Association, who have come out in large numbers to support this struggle. There are representatives from the Teamsters Union, from the auto workers, steel workers, from CSEA, again, from the Teachers Union, from the SEIU, almost every union, building trades, almost every union in Western New York has somebody that's involved in this struggle. We're not finished. This is just one of what we hope will be a continuing struggle to try to save the jobs. Now, if there's any questions, we can take them right now. And if there's not, that's fine too, but maybe the county exec can come back up. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
About the tax breaks they got.
Well, yeah. The one thing I do want to bring up is they have the naming rights in the stadium. They paid out millions of dollars to get that. I mean, what kind of a look is it to keep the naming rights there but get rid of the jobs that are supporting that as well?
I've talked to Chris Cook about it. The agreement with the naming rights is between the Pegulas as the owners of the football team and New Era. The county does not have the ability to end the naming rights agreement. The lease expires as of the end of the 2022 season. I've talked to Chris about it. I've talked to the Bills about it. And I think that's one of the things I've said to Chris. If you really do believe in this community, you should not only put your name on our stadium, but you should keep employed these employees. There are people that are employed at their headquarters downtown, but this company was built by the people who stitched these hats, not just the people who designed the hats.
Sure.
And I want to ensure that we keep this company around for the people who stitch the hats, not just design the hats. And if Chris is going to be a good corporate steward, he should do that.
You said at the rally a couple weeks ago outside headquarters that you would try to talk to them, and talks didn't really go anywhere. Is there an update on that? Talks still
no talks. They've indicated no interest, which is disappointing, because I think there's an opportunity to do this, even if they don't continue to own the plant. There's other opportunities. There's ESOP opportunities, employee stock ownership type plans that have worked with other types of manufacturers, other types of textile garment manufacturers. So I would hope they would do that, but talks have not gone anywhere. And I think, as Richard said, we're gonna continue doing this until such time as they've just turned their backs on this plant and their workers, or we've found a way to save these jobs.